All right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Sam Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shechlech from the Intlaketmuch Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys on May 29th, 2025 on Free Voices. Our subject is going to be on change. We have some of our usual guests coming in. Hopefully we'll have get a chance to get a hold of our brother Wegedesk, also the president of Minnetonka Park Association. And we have a special guest in the house with us today, which is Lady Faima. Welcome to the program.
Hello. My greeting to you, dear chief, and the respected listener across the country and outside of the country. Thank you so much.
Yes, it's awesome to have you back and on the road again and on the air live.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and also we have my brother Shkwait Shechlech coming up also. And we have some fantastic music coming up for you guys. We have some Savannah. We have Elephant Tree. We have some Jose A.M. And we also have some beautiful recorded music from Our Lady Faima. And also, if we have enough time, we have some Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis. So some really good, awesome music coming up. We'd like to also welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from Germany, from England, from Austria, from Sweden, from Switzerland, from Norway, from Spain, from Italy, from Egypt, from Africa, from Russia, from Ukraine, from Japan, from China, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from North America, some from South America, all across the United States, all across Canada. Welcome to our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth, and Empowerment for Human Rights and Justice. So we're going to start off our program with some energetic music. I'm dedicating this to my niece. She's a survivor of myasthenia gravis, a neurological disease, and it's pretty wicked. So she's surviving through that, fighting her hardest. Makes me very proud and happy. And one day she's possibly going to be an astrologist. So I have this song picked special for her. This is Savannah Magellanic Clouds. So enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Ooh, man, that was awesome. That was from Savannah and their song Magellanic Clouds, an astrologist song. And we played that for my niece, Gemden. Her name means Snowy Mountains. And it's always awesome. She inspires me so much. She's come through a lot of hardships and just inspires me. So anyways, we're going to carry on with the program, and we're going to imagine, we're going to take three deep breaths, and this is what we learned from our brother Wegedusk, and he usually leads us through.
Yes.
And we weren't able to get a hold of him today, so we're going to start off, and we're going to take three deep breaths. On each inhale, we're going to imagine inviting and intaking all the positivity in the world and just recharging our system and selves. And on our exhale, we're going to imagine getting rid of all the negative energy that builds up in our lives, mm-hmm. in our minds, hearts, and souls, and we're going to get rid of it.
Absolutely.
So on 3, 2, 1. Last one.
Ooh. Wonderful.
Yeah, it's so awesome getting that oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brains.
Yes.
Getting us all fired up for an awesome show.
Definitely.
So we're going to start off with Our Lady Fatima today, and we're going to talk about change. And we'd love to hear your words on it.
Absolutely, Chief. Thank you very much for the opportunity that you always, with the kind words, you shower me and the team of this significant radio station, Free Voices, is just inspiring to my soul and to my action, to my thought in any way. My appreciation to you all. Change is really, in the positive way, is good. Change is always good, because when we change our lifestyle or any changes coming around us, it seems we are doing something better, something more improvement around us. However, the change is good, is positive, and we shouldn't be afraid of it. We should welcome it, and to be inspired with the good thoughts, kind thoughts, and action, positive action, and putting these two factors together and roll over and rock the road, you know, basically.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I've been thinking a lot about change lately, and I was just speaking with some of the writers that I pick up time to time, and I was reminded of a time where I reached a stage in my life where I had to change, and sometimes we have to evaluate ourselves and notice and see what's working and what's not working. And when we see that nothing is working, we're trying the same things over and over, that's the time for change. And Counselor Fari, she used to bring us through workshops and talk about these things in how to change our mindset. And it was very special, because there's only one of the only things that we can change in our lives is ourselves. And when we can change ourselves, you know, we can affect and change the world.
Mm-hmm.
And this is empowerment. And we want to empower our listener to achieve and reach and gain things in his life or her life, their life, in a positive, blessed way.
Mm-hmm.
And we continued on this program for the legacy of Counselor Fari, which today was her ascension day into the next world, or the universe, or whatever energies you believe in. And she's created this legacy of positivity in this world, and gave us a map. And it's just a blessing and an honor to follow it. And I'm so appreciative and thankful and happy with the staff up here, Magnus,
yes.
Kanavar,
yes.
Jesse,
yes.
Graham,
yes.
Juju,
yes.
Jennifer, all these mm-hmm. great volunteers and workers here that keep this program on the road or mm-hmm. on the air.
Yes.
And just lots of praise and acknowledgement for all their hard work, and lots of blessings to them too.
Absolutely.
And this is one of the things that I was wanting to share with everybody, and let people know that it is possible to change and make it a positive change. And through my own walk through life in just my sports world, I was able to change my mindset and learn to play the games that should be fun, and realize that, you know, you can change yourself and you can focus on yourself and mm-hmm. achieve more by doing so.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of looking at people around you, looking at your teammates, judging them, just focus on yourself, and the rest will come into play.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have more fun. You'll realize that you can just be happy knowing that you did your best. And you can be satisfied and happy with that. And that's what I want to say about that. And thank you all for joining us. And we're going to be carrying on with this program. Stay tuned. We have some special music coming up. And we're going to play this next song, and we're going to dedicate this one to our president of Minnetonka Park Association and her brother. And this is from a group called Elephant Tree, and their song is called Faceless. And we also dedicate this to all the students here at SFU,
mm-hmm.
UBC, and all other schools across.
Yes, and universities.
Yeah, all across Canada, everywhere. Wherever you are, enjoy this song, Elephant Tree, Faceless. Enjoy, everybody.
Oh,
All right, we're back. That was pretty heavy duty song. That was from Elephant Tree and their song Faceless. Man, pretty powerful and really great lyrics too.
Mm-hmm.
We have on the line with us, we were able to get a hold of our brother Wegedesk. Welcome, Wegedesk.
Wow.
Thanks, bros. Yeah, thank you, brother and sister. It's such an honor to be with you guys, connecting. Sorry I'm a little late. I heard you guys already did three deep breaths, but I want to do them with you again. So why don't we do three
more,
just because they're so good for us.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll start by relaxing our belly.
Yes.
And our shoulders and mm-hmm. our jaw. Get really comfortable in your own body. You know how much your body loves you. And when we breathe in, let's breathe in all the appreciation and just how easy that air comes into our body. And on the exhale, we'll just let it all go. All right, let's do it in 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose. Oh, yeah, so lucky. Nice. 2 more. Awesome. 1 more. Yeah, that's good stuff. Deep breaths are my favorite.
Wow.
Yeah, man. I could never get tired of those.
Absolutely.
Awesome, brother. Thank you so much. That was awesome. We have a subject today, and it's on change.
And we'd
love to hear your words on that.
Yeah, man, what a great topic, because the only thing that stays the same is change. Everything's always changing. It's so difficult to not change. And so that's why I really appreciate our show and the topics that you pick, because they encourage change in a healthy direction. You know, it really is that you're either in or you're in the way.
Mm-hmm.
You're either doing the right things or you're doing the wrong things. And so mm-hmm. both of them change us. And that's why we do our deep breaths. That's why we talk about trauma transformation to beneficiary. That's why we talk about human empowerment,
mm-hmm.
because all of these things are helping to change our reality. And change is awesome. We're so lucky. I mean, I think the opposite end of change is us being like a rock. And when you're a rock, nothing changes. You're just a rock the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give thanks to God, Great Spirit, the universe, and just say thank you for, you know, giving us this amazing animation. So that's mm-hmm. what I got to say about change. What about you, Chief?
Well, I was just mentioning how, you know, Counselor Fari was empowering us all to be able to change ourselves, you know, because we're the only ones that can really change ourselves in a positive way. And then when we can do that, it's, you know, we're able to change the world and affect the world in a positive way. And it's just a special thing that we can achieve. It does take work, though. It's not easy. We have to work on ourselves and look in the mirror. And then that kind of helps. When we evaluate ourselves, it helps us to understand the things that aren't working and maybe even leading us astray. And when we can get to that point of self-realization, self-awareness, we can change ourselves and become better human beings and affect the world in a positive manner for humanity and just making the world a better place. And
I totally agree, Chief. And I want to say to all our listeners that remember that when you change for the better,
mm-hmm.
you are rewarded. That's why mm-hmm. it is the better choice.
Mm.
We're paid better, we're healthier, we have more time to do the things that we love to do instead of the things that we have to.
Mm-hmm.
And when we change in a positive way, we are rewarded.
Mm.
Money, health, happiness, all those things, Chief. So thank you so much for having me on again. I'm always honored, and it's such a privilege to tune in with you and Faima and all the
thank
other
you.
Callers and just turn up the love in the universe, bro. So thanks for having me on, and bye for now.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, brother. You have a great rest of your day and weekend, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again very soon.
Definitely.
All right. Bye for now.
Bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk from the Mi'kmaq people. He was a high diving champion of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Always an honor to get him on our program and lead us through some deep breaths and just have learned some of the stuff that he has to share with us. And just awesome.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so we're going to carry on with the program and we'll be right back.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
All right, we're back. So coming up next, we're going to get a hold of my brother Shkwait Shekhlech from Gwaishkina, BC.